Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it was kind of a, you know, the Laker-type atmosphere last night at the Wolves' victory over Milwaukee last night, Maxie. All the stars were out.
Yeah, a lot of stars. Bill Belichick was sitting front row in front of Tom Thibodeau. And who else was, why can't I think of the name of the...
Antonio Brown was there. Floyd Patterson.
From Mayweather. Yeah, big time atmosphere out there at the. It's exactly what you'd expect this time of year. It's a Super Bowl, and the Timberwolves put on a great show, kind of wire to wire. They were in charge of that one, and Jimmy Butler took over there. They're 7-0 when they're coming off of two straight losses. So that means they've avoided prolonged losing streaks this year, and that's half the battle of being a good basketball team. It's just not to go in big funks in a long season, and they haven't done that. And this is a pretty good Milwaukee team that they took apart last night and just kind of owned. So that was a good sign. Now they're at home again on Saturday night, and they'll have another big Super Bowl crowd for that one. It really works out well in downtown Minneapolis for these people to be able to just walk over through the skyway to the game, and that's in this cold weather. It's really a nice addition to have them home for two games this week.
I didn't realize Thibodeau and Belichick were buddies.
Yeah, they know each other from somewhere. Somebody's telling me the connection. Who knows? They kind of have some similarities about, you know, fundamentals and the way they're committed to the game. So who knows where they passed across paths along the way.
Yeah, I'm amazed that Bill could get a ticket on short notice like that in the front row.
Isn't that something?
Yeah,
I tried to get a front row seat a couple weeks ago, and they wouldn't take my call.
I wonder what he paid for that from the scalpers out front. What do you think?
Oh, boy. Yeah, that'd be top buck because that was a really good seat. So I don't know how long it took him and how much negotiating he had to do, but that'd be tough out there in the cold to try to scarf up that ticket.
Well, my guess is he's overconfident about winning because he figures he can take that winner's share and afford that ticket. So maybe that's kind of a signal of how well the Patriots are going to play. I don't know.
Doug Peterson sees that. Yeah, maybe Doug was sitting in the second deck last night, huh?
Well, we'll see because they're at home again on Saturday against New Orleans. That's really fun to see the crowd come in. I know a lot of out-of-towners are all excited to see our Wolves play last night to put on a show. Tonight, Mike, a lot of people in town for the Super Bowl will get a chance to see our Wild play, one of the best teams in the National Hockey League. Who would have ever thought that Vegas would have one of the best teams this year?
Yeah, Vegas has been unbelievable, of course. And the Wild handled them last time that they were here. But they gave George McPhee, the general manager there, a lot of latitude to build that team. They're the only expansion team coming in. And so they could negotiate, and they had lots of options. And he did quite a job putting a roster together there, probably better than most people thought he would, because he had all these pieces that he had available to him that he could move. And he kept moving pieces, man. The expansion draft and the entry draft and all that, he was moving pieces all the time. And at the end of it, he ended up with a really nice team. Of course, Eric Halla, they claim from the Minnesota Wild, and they've just had a lot of success because he's been able to get those kind of high-level players. And guys wanted to go play there because the salary cap was different, and so they had to spend to the cap. So a lot of guys that went there got a nice raise by going there because they'd up their salary to meet the salary cap.
Yeah, I hated to see Halla leave. I really did. Watching him through college, Maxie, he is a skater. Hey, who's our old Dutch athlete of the week today?
Name is Cam Blue from Red Wing. He had 4 goals and an assist. His team beat Mankato West 5-3. He has 15 goals in 18 games this season for the Wingers. So Cam Blue from Red Wing is our old Dutch athlete of the week.
Well, what a special night it was when we had a chance to see Matt from Old Dutch give the State of the Chip address on Monday night.
Yes.
Wasn't that terrific?
Yes, and, you know, the biggest applause, of course, is when he talked about the rollout of the new chips that they brought in September.
Yeah.
And, boy, that just resonated with everybody, didn't it?
Every time he mentioned a new chip, everybody's standing up. And it was bipartisan. Yep. Everybody on both sides of the aisle standing up. It was a great, wonderful motivational speech. And, of course, that got you and I all jacked up because this is our week of the Super Bowl of chip eating practice. And so far this week, we've been in no pads.
No, and won't be for the rest of the week.
No.
Don't need to be, I don't think, The only time, you know, well, it got a little dicey last year, remember, because we didn't have pads on, and Mike Lynch came bowling in because he wanted the chips that we had and knocked both of us off the bar stool. And that was difficult, and that made us reconsider. But so we're going to wear helmets at least today, because I'm not gonna go through that again where we get that concussion protocol.
Mike, we put a special face mask on Doc's helmet so he can't get any chips in that mouth of his. But it was fun. It's the first time I've seen, you know, when you go to the hockey games and they put these people in plastic and they bump into each other. Mike had himself wrapped up in all those dill pickle old Dutch chip bags.
Yeah, he did. And it was, you know, you'd say, well, that doesn't. But it worked. It just kind of worked. And different people have different looks. And when they put it on, you go, boy, you know, I can't explain it, but it works. And on Mike Lynch, and I'm not sure that any other flavor would work, but the dill pickle flavor worked really well, especially with his shoes.
Well, when he came and hit us off the bar, all I remember just before we got nailed was somebody yelling, "It's crunch time." Anyway.
He thought that was his big calling card, you know. He thought that was so funny, crunch time and the chips, you know.
Old Dutch Foods, I want you to go to their website and check them out. They're great. Make sure they're at your Super Bowl party. Mike, I'll see you at practice later today.
You got it.
OldDutchFoods.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.